We did just one of the conditions that will exist during the thousand-year reign of Christ. These are good. This is one of my favorite portions of the whole study. We looked at peace, remember? There will be no war. The kingdoms will be unified under Christ's reign. There will be economic prosperity, so there'll be no need for arms. Since there are no need for arms, when I say arms, I don't mean the arms on our bodies. We'll still need our arms. But no weapons, okay? There won't be any need for them. So that was indeed a major theme of the prophets. National and individual peace. And we talked about making peace with God through the blood of the cross. Secondly, and I've got several of these. We won't even get through this list tonight. Second is joy. I've got a lot of verses out of Isaiah. And what I'm going to do is give you those. We're not going to go back and look at them because we've already looked at all of Isaiah. We'll look at other scripture. So joy, the fullness of joy will be a distinctive mark of the millennial kingdom. The fullness of joy. Isaiah 9, 3 and 4. Isaiah 9, 3 and 4. Isaiah 12, 3 through 6. Isaiah 14, 7 and 8. Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 30, verse 29. 42, verse number 1. And verses 10 and 12. 42, 1, 10, and 12. You want them all? You want me to stop there? Isaiah 52, 9, 60, verse 15, 61, 7, and 10, 65, 18, and 19, and then the last 66, 10 through 14. All right, take your Bible, turn to Jeremiah. We're going to look at a couple in Jeremiah that talks about the joy that will be a distinctive mark of the kingdom. Jeremiah 30, verses 18 and 19. And who would like to read those? Anybody in the mood? Anybody?
Sure.
All right, Scott. Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Hey, before I forget, Scott, you're young and strong. Leonard brought one of those tables that are meant to destroy men, one of those big, heavy tables. Can you drag it out of the building?
Out of the building.
It's in the building, right? Yeah, the one Leonard and Mary brought and said he was tired of hurting himself with it, so he gave it to the church.
I remember that.
No, that's not why. Yeah, I think you brought it for the picnic, didn't you?
You did.
Yeah.
The news club thing.
All right. Then also Jeremiah 31, verses 13 and 14. Somebody want to read those? Jeremiah 31, 13 and 14. All right, Rhonda, go ahead. You got it.
Is that right?
Excellent.
The soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord.
All right, so that's a promise that will come during the kingdom reign of Christ. Then, we'll see how good you are at finding books of the Bible. How about Zephaniah? Which we did a study of Zephaniah, which I really enjoyed, by the way. But just keep heading north, and you're going to hit it. Got Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. Zephaniah is after Habakkuk. Okay? Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah.
It's not Habakkuk?
Pardon me?
It's not Habakkuk.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
How do you say it?
Habakkuk. You said Habakkuk.
You can say it either way.
Oh.
You really can't.
Oh, I didn't know.
How did I say it?
Habakkuk.
Did I? Wow.
Yeah.
I meant Habakkuk. Sorry. But you can say it either way. I just had the accent on the wrong syllable.
Yeah.
Okay, Zephaniah. Is that how you say that, Zephaniah?
I have no idea.
Is that okay? All right. Zephaniah 3, 14 through 17. Mary, you want to read those? Do you find Zephaniah, Mary? It's toward the end of the Old Testament. You have Zephaniah is right before Haggai, and then... or you can say it like John MacArthur says, Haggai. It blew my mind when I heard him say it. Haggai. Now, why in the world would a man that educated say Haggai? But anyway.
Is past Amos?
Yes, it is. Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. Did I say it right?
Habakkuk,
okay. And Zephaniah. You're getting it.
I don't
see it. Oh, it's in there.
Are you talking about Zechariah?
No. No, we are going to look at some in Zechariah. You want to just stay in Zechariah? And you go ahead and look up Zechariah chapter 8,
okay.
18 and 19, okay?
Yes,
all right. All right, Becca, read Zephaniah. 3, 14 through 17.
I didn't raise my hand.
I raised it for you.
Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments, he hath cast out thine enemy, the King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee, thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing.
Now see, that ought to get us encouraged right there. No matter how the elections went, I mean, just look at that scripture. That's a promise made to Israel that we're going to enjoy when we go to the, when we're in the millennium. And then Zechariah 8, 18 and 19, Mary, go ahead.
The word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace.
All right. Now, there was only one of the feasts that the people, the males, were commanded to go to every year. Which one was that? One feast they had to go. Had no choice.
Passover, right?
Hmm?
Passover?
No.
It wasn't Passover.
No. Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement, they had to go. Now, obviously, most of them went to the Passover, okay? But the Day of Atonement was absolutely a non-negotiable. You had to go. And a lot of times when you went to some of these feasts, of course, you were reminded of your sin. What's Day of Atonement? What are you thinking about? Thinking about sin and how we fall short. Well, during the millennium, a lot of these sacrifices are coming back, not to save, but to remind and to teach the lessons of them. It's going to be a time of rejoicing. And that's what Mary just read about. It's going to turn from mourning to rejoicing. It's going to be a celebration. By the way, if you go back one book, Mary, from Zechariah, you hit Haggai. And the book before that is Zephaniah. Just for future reference. Because you never know. We have a lot of... Matter of fact, the next topic is holiness, and a couple of verses are... There is a verse there in Zephaniah. All right. Then... I didn't give you Jeremiah, did I?
Yes.
Did I give you both of them, 31, 13, 14, too? Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I gave you Zephaniah, because we went through a lot of work over that one. Zechariah 10, 6 and 7. That's the last one on this this section, or this topic. Zechariah chapter 10, 6 and 7. And I will strengthen the house of Judah. I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord their God and will hear them. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their hearts shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. All right, so I think we've covered enough scripture where we get the idea that in the millennium there'd be a whole lot of joy. Number three, holiness. Holiness. Now, the kingdom is going to be theocratic. That means that Christ is going to rule. The Son of God is going, it's a theocracy, okay? And since he is ruling in the kingdom, it's going to be a holy kingdom. Would you agree with that? Christ's ruling, it's a holy kingdom. And the holiness is going to be revealed through, of course, the king himself, but not just the king, but the king's subjects, which we're going to be, if we're born again tonight, we're going to be one of those subjects. The land is going to be holy. The city's going to be holy. The temple, of course, is going to be holy. And again, all the subjects will be holy unto the Lord. Let me give you some Isaiah passages. You can write these down. We're not going to look at these. Isaiah 1, 26, 27. Isaiah 4, 3 and 4. Twenty-nine, eighteen through twenty-three, thirty-one, six and seven, thirty-five, eight and nine, fifty-two, one. Two more. 60, verse 21. And 61 verse 10. And then write down two more. Jeremiah 31, 23. We're not going to look at that one. Jeremiah 31, 23. And then Ezekiel 36. Tell you what, let's look at that one. Turn to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36, 24 through 31. Ezekiel's before Daniel. If you find Daniel, it's the book before Daniel. If you don't, if you see Isaiah, head north. Keep going. Ezekiel chapter 36. Somebody want to read those? All right, Leonard, go ahead.
For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and multiply it, and bring no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields. That your need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations.
All right. Thank you, Leonard. All right, I'm going to test you. This is a real hard test of your knowledge. When do you think this particular portion of Scripture is going to be fulfilled? It's a hard one. Come on. It's tough. When's it going to be fulfilled in its entirety?
The end of the millennium.
Excellent. Yeah, what are we studying?
The millennium.
The millennium. So when do you think it's going to take place? The millennium. Excellent. Man, Scotty, I tell you what, you're a student above all students. Yeah, that was a hard one. It's kind of like the question, you know, who's buried in Grant's tomb, you know? Kids go, man, I don't know. I have no idea. All right. We'll stay in Ezekiel chapter 37, very next chapter. 23 and 24, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And David, my servant there, is not King David, but King Jesus. Okay? And obviously he's from the loins of David. And anyway, because obviously Ezekiel, David's sort of like long gone by then, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shepherd should be capitalized too, correct?
Pardon me?
Well,
you know, it wouldn't hurt anything, would it?
I wouldn't think so.
You might want to write to Bible people and tell them, hey, get with the program. Chapter 43. One more time, we'll look in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 43. Somebody want to read 7 through 12? Anybody? I know all of you have read already, but if you want a second turn, you can, or I'm going to read it. Going once? All right, Mary, did you find it, Mary? Hey, Mary, that's in the Old Testament, okay?
And he said to me, son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, for I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings by their harlotry, or with the carcasses of their kings on their high places. When they set their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost by my doorpost, with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put their harlotry and the carcasses of their kings far away from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever. Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple and its arrangement, its exits and its entrances, its entire design and all its ordinances, all its forms and all its laws. Write it down in their sight, so that they may keep its whole design and all of its ordinances and perform them.
All right. Good job, Mary. Chapter 45, look at just verse number 1. Moreover, when ye shall divide by lot the land for an inheritance, ye shall offer an oblation unto the Lord and holy portion of the land. The length shall be a length of 25,000 reeds, and the breadth shall be 10,000. This shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. And obviously at this point in history, the land had long since been divided. So we're talking about a different time frame here. We're talking about during the millennium, this will come to pass. And I have other scripture, but if I give you all the scripture, then we're not going to get very far unless you really want them bad. Do you want the rest? I know Scott does. Don't you, Scott?
Chomping.
Huh?
I'm chomping.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Joel 3:21. Zephaniah 3:11 and 13. 3:11, 13. Zechariah 8:3. Thirteen, 1 and 2. In 14:20-21. Not all of these have that many scripture, but the first couple have a lot. All right, next is glory. Number 4, glory. The kingdom will be a glorious kingdom. And in the kingdom that's a glorious kingdom, the glory of God will find full manifestation. What would happen if we saw the full glory of God today? What would happen to us? Yeah, we'd be consumed. We would be absolutely consumed with God's glory. We'd be vaporized. But when we're in our glorified bodies, and of course, I don't know how those that are born and will have their sin nature, how that's going to work. You know, whether Christ is going to, you know, like he did when he walked upon the earth, where he's going to cloud his full glory. Because obviously, if they're sinners, they can't be in the presence of total holiness. You ever think of that? So I'm not sure how that's going to work. But we could stand in front of his glory and not be consumed. All right, these are all in Isaiah. I'm going to give you, we're just going to read one. But Isaiah 24:23. Isaiah 24:23, Isaiah 35:2, verse 40, and then if you would turn with me to Isaiah 60, let's take a look at this one, since we're talking about God's glory. This is a pretty good example of it. Isaiah 60, beginning with verse number 1, down through verse 9. Anybody want to read it? 61 through 9. Anybody?
Okay.
Go ahead, Scott.
Arise, shine, for that light has come, or is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see, and flow together, and thine heart shall fear, and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee.
All right, thank you. So, obviously that speaks of God's glory, among many other things, people flooding in to the promised land. Gentiles will be coming in like crazy. Israel's going to be blessed with rejoicing, material wealth, and all descendants of various countries, like descendants of Midian, who was a son of Abraham with Keturah, descendants of Kedar, son of Ishmael. Verse 8, who are these that fly as a cloud and the doves to their windows? If you recall in our study, a picture of the rapid influx of Gentiles into Jerusalem. But again, the kingdom will be a glorious kingdom. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. All right, one more. Let's do one more. Comfort. This should be number 5, right? I have letters, so after I get along in the alphabet a bit, I lose track of what number it is. Today is
9,
okay. The king is going to personally minister to every single need. So there will be a fullness of comfort. Now, we have it pretty good, don't we? I mean, most in our country, there are poor people, obviously. There are people that go to bed hungry. There are people that don't have a bed to sleep in. There are people that are out in the street. I mean, there are people that suffer. But the vast majority of people in the United States of America go to bed with enough food in their belly, and they have a nice bed to sleep in. Well, in the millennial reign of Christ, because he will personally minister to every need that we have, there will be fullness of comfort. I mean, we could probably think of something that we would like to have that would make our lives even more comfortable. We might feel guilty asking because we have so much. But there's probably something that all of us, you know, boy, I'd like to have whatever, and you fill in the blank. Well, the Lord is going to give us fullness of comfort in that day. Some scripture to write down, Isaiah 12, 1 and 2. Isaiah 29, 22 and 23. Verse 26. Verses 1 and 2. Forty-nine, thirteen. Fifty-one, three. Sixty-one, three through seven. And 66, 13, and 14. Turn to Jeremiah, which, of course, is the very next book. So that's easy to find, right? Jeremiah chapter 31. And I'm going to read verses 23 through 25. Jeremiah 31. 23 through 25. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen, and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated. Makes me want to say satiation. the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful. It's so funny. I can say that word 100 times, but then it's something about my Wisconsin vocabulary, it kind of lingers, vernacular, it's kind of lingered, even though I've been away, and I'll get tongue-tied on that word. Say it again, Buckle.
I have
Sorrowful. Sorrowful. It's so funny. I can say that thing 100 times, and when I get tongue-tied, I forget it. I'll never get it. All right, let me move on. Just don't be sad, okay? Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Let me see. What was I supposed to read up to?
25.
Oh, okay. All right. And then Zephaniah. Oh, Mary, I hate to do this to you again. Oh, Mary. All right. Amos, Jeremiah, Habakkuk. Or Habakkuk, either one. Check it out. Check it out and you'll learn something, son. All right. Zephaniah, chapter 3. Let's do chapter 3. We already did 11 and 13, and we've done 14 to 17. This is 18 to 20. Chapter 3, 18 to 20. I will gather them that are, oh, good grief. Somebody read that for me.
Sorrowful.
Thank you. They're sorrowful. Hey, I got it. For the solemn or over the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, or the lame, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in or at the time that I will gather that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Okay, so again, verse 20, when King Messiah returns, the Jews will be regathered and become a blessing to the entire world, which of course was their original destiny, according to places like Deuteronomy 26 and Isaiah 62, they were to be a blessing to the world. Write down Zechariah 9, 11, and 12. Zechariah 9, 11, and 12. We're going to close. I'm going to read one verse in Revelation. Revelation chapter 21. Just one verse number 4. 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. All old human experience will be gone. No more pain. And you won't even have to take Relief Factor to have no more pain. Any questions? Did you get all the verses?
I think so.
I'll try to get more verses for next time, okay? No, I'm just kidding. All right. We got quite a bit of it moved around back there, so I didn't think we'd have that much time before, but Beck and I got here. We always get it early. But anyway, so you guys can, except for you, you have to get that.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
I think so.
All right. Leonard, can you pray for us, please? Let's stand and be dismissed.
Heavenly Father, just thank you for this time, Lord, that we've spent in your word. We thank you for each one that's here, Lord, and safe trip here. We think of those that are traveling, Lord, that you'll just be with them, and may they get to their destination safely, to be your will. We think of the ones that has health problems, Lord, we lift each one up to you for healing. We think of those that have passed away, Lord. We just pray that you just be with their loved ones and give them great comfort. We just thank you for the pastor and his family, Lord. We just thank you and bless them. Dismiss us now with your blessing. Bring us back to the next point in time. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Be safe. Thank you guys for coming. And we will see you, Lord willing, Sunday morning.